this thing this week where we picked up on a Facebook phenomenon of number one songs on your birthday. And we've been going through them year by year for everybody up to the time we were 21. We heard Danny's earlier this week, and we heard yours just a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm. Mine were terrible. Although I got a lot of response from people that are about my age that were... It's a nice walk down memory lane, you know, because a lot of those songs you just, for whatever reason, you hadn't heard in forever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice.
Well, now it's my turn. Now, I would say that of these songs, you boys probably are going to know about half.
Like, ever heard of them?
Yeah. Or maybe you've heard them, but they just never have really registered much with you.
Okay.
There are some on here that I don't even know.
Oh, really?
How is that even possible?
A number one song? I thought, like, early on in your lifetime?
Maybe if you were one or two.
Well, yeah. I mean, up until for the first 5 years of my life, I swear I've never heard any of these records until now, until I loaded them in for this bit.
August 16th?
Actually, the first four, yes.
1950.
My birthday is August 16th. 1950, and on August 16th, 1950, at a time when pop music in this great land of ours was just, I don't know what it was doing. It's really hard to define, but here was the number one song on this day. That
Bruce
is
Springsteen.
Not it. Let's try this again. No, you don't know.
Oh, nice waltz.
Yes, a nice little waltz.
God, you are so old.
Irene.
Good night.
This is Good Night, Irene.
Yes.
By Gordon Jenkins and the Weavers.
I know this song.
Gordon Jenkins and the Weavers. No, you do not.
Yes, I do. Everybody knows Goodnight Irene.
Yeah, I know it because my parents used to sing it to me.
Really?
When I was a little kid, and I always hated that.
And Hank Thompson did a answer song to it many years later called Wake Up Irene.
Yeah. So my life started off on a really high note with that.
Gordon Weaver.
No, Gordon Jenkins.
Oh, and
Gordon
the Weavers.
Jenkins and the Weavers.
The Weavers. Who are the Weavers?
It's his band.
Jeff and Jared and...
Yeah.
Dennis.
All right, Garrett, so I turn 1 year old, and this is what's rocking the USA.
Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot. Come on to my house.
What Latin songstress is this?
Come on to my house.
Actually, this is the work of Rosemary Clooney.
George's aunt, right? Isn't that George's aunt?
Yeah. This is Come On To My House.
Come on to my house, my house, come on.
Yuck.
Terrible. Just terrible.
You don't like that?
No, gets worse, too.
All right.
Check out this. When in 1952, the work of one Vera Lynn.
What? All Vito sing?
All Vito sing, sweetheart. I believe they're trying to catch on to the Hitler craze that was going on.
Ah, of course, yeah. It was a big movement right about that time.
Right.
Wow.
How about that? You like that?
This is popular music.
Yes.
In the Boy, before rock and roll, and after kind of the beat generation of the late 40s with their big, you know, bebop and jazz.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a dark area between like 48 and 55.
I thought maybe country music would be real big.
Well, in my house, you heard plenty of country music back then.
Uh-huh.
But this is not country music didn't really translate to the pop charts.
It did not cross over until much later.
Right. In 1953, the work of Les Paul and Mary Ford.
Mm-hmm. On the ticket.
Les Paul, the guitar maker?
Yeah,
yes.
And player.
He had a song?
Oh, yeah.
He was a guitar player.
I didn't know. I thought he just made him.
No. He's a fantastic player.
And this, his then-wife, Mary Ford, was his singer. Is dark, the town
is sleeping. You know this song, Michael. You've heard this before.
No, I have not.
You're kidding.
No. This is Vaya con Dios, Cobra.
Vaya con Dios, my darling.
I think I heard this,
you heard this
in
on
a mariachi band.
No, you heard this on a late night television commercial to buy the Slim Whitman collection. I guarantee you this is where you heard it.
It seems Les Paul didn't like to rock too hard with his guitar.
No.
You not like
did.
That song, Mike?
No, that didn't do a whole lot for
so
me.
So we're 0 for 4?
Yes,
terrible.
We're 0
They're
for
all
4.
Terrible.
We're 0 for 4, but I think we have a hit here because this is 1954 and things are starting to pick up just a little bit with this. Now, this I remember well.
Do you really?
Yeah.
From the time itself?
Yes.
Or
I remember hearing this song on the radio. This, of course, Shaboom by the Crew Cuts.
The Crew Cuts?
Boom!
Shaboom yeah. by the Crew Cuts.
Yeah.
And you're giving this a thumbs up?
I will give this a thumbs up.
You're kidding.
No.
I bet you the
song. Vaya con Dios is better than this.
No.
Shaboom la ding dong, a slam a la la ma da doo doo.
I bet you the Crew Cuts.
This doesn't even have lyrics.
Away.
Sure it does. Listen.
Please tell me that the Crew Cuts didn't do much more after Shaboom.
No, there was not much more room for the Crew Cuts because you've heard this stuff. And at this time, the youth of America was getting very, very restless.
Here we go. Is this 55?
Right. Yes.
The Look
out,
Cobra.
The youth of America was getting restless, Cobra.
Mm-hmm.
And they were starting to experiment with things, like wearing their hair with spit curls, and driving fast, and mm-hmm. wearing unusual clothes. And
dungarees with the cuffs rolled up.
Right. They made up their own jargon. And at the linchpin of all of that was this.
1, 2, 3 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock.
How old was Bill Haley? Was he in his 20s or
young.
30s?
Wasn't he young, Mike?
I don't know. He seemed old to me.
Yeah, this is an old voice. Like, this seems like an older voice to me.
This is 55?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like the voice of a young man.
Rock Around the Clock. All right, so now if Rock Around the Clock is happening, then you know what is bound to be on the way. And that is an amazing run of domination by Elvis Presley over the next, 5 years. He had 4 number one songs, including 1 2-sided hit.
Bill Haley was 30 years old when that came out.
That's what I thought. So, on your birthday, you mean? Or just in general?
On my birthday.
Oh, God.
And it all started off with this right here.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please.
This, of course, the great Don't Be Cruel by Elvis.
It's true.
I don't know if that was his first number one hit, but didn't take too long to get to it.
Well, we're giving that a thumbs up, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. Along with Bill Haley, correct?
Yeah, for sure. The crew cuts don't belong in the good section. I'm sorry.
He likes it. Let him have his little crew cuts. He was in kindergarten.
Pop.
And following that up was a two-sided hit featuring this.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
I wonder how long these songs remained at number one. I mean, if they were number one on your birthday, were they number one for 3 months or something?
Could have been multiple weeks for them.
God, when you listen to this,
this was sweeping the nation.
When you listen to this in context of what he was following on the heels of, I mean, I can't even imagine how radical this was to parents back in the day. And how exhilarating and freeing this was for the youth of America.
Oh.
After Carl and the Crew Cuts, that?
I mean, this destroyed your parents' music.
Yes, it did. Like,
finally.
Did they hate Elvis?
Oh, man.
Your parents?
They were not too terribly in favor of him. He was a little risque and wild for them.
Yeah.
And following that up, you had this.
Theodore Bear. What year is this?
I believe this is 57.
And he wrote none of these.
No.
Amazing.
Then, Elvis was on a roll then. And there was really only about one thing that could end that roll back in the 50s. There was only one way to momentarily captivate America to where you could end something like that. And that, as we've talked about before on this show, would have been to do a song in a foreign language, such as...
Volare.
Yes. This is the work of the great Domenico Modugno.
How old were you here?
This is 1958. I hated this.
You did?
Now I love it.
Do you like it now?
Yes,
you
I do.
Did you like it when Ricardo Montalban was doing Chrysler commercials when this would play?
I didn't mind it. I never mind hearing this now.
Did you like it?
Now, there is some question about what was really number one on my birthday. Some will tell you, according to some charts, that Ricky Nelson's Poor Little Fool was, but
we're going with Volare.
You know what's funny?
Are we giving him Volare as a thumbs up?
Hell no.
You don't get this. Sorry.
You know what's funny is that Ricky Nelson...
Oh, come on, man.
No, you're getting the crew cuts. We get Volare.
That Ricky Nelson had a number one hit when he was, whatever, 8 years old. And then when I was 21, that was my last band that had a number one song on my 21st birthday was Nelson. That's their kids, right?
I guess so. That's crazy.
And then it was Elvis's time once again as he wrapped up his... he didn't wrap it up. He had one more after this, but this was the last real rock and roll song. This is 1959, A Big Hunk of Love. Cool.
Did you have any repeat offenders, Danny?
As far as artists?
On your birthday list?
Artists? I had a couple, I thought. I don't have it in front of me,
I had Diana Ross three times. Three!
Yeah. I had Michael Jackson a couple times.
When the Bee Gees on there a couple times?
Had Bee Gees a couple of times.
Well, another one for Elvis.
Okay, so we're ending the 50s decade now, right?
Yes. This is 1960.
Next.
And... just next. Real quick here, where Elvis crossed over. This is where the Rock and Rollers lost Elvis.
What is this?
Now or Never.
Yeah.
Yeah, the song from The Hangover.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the song from The Hangover.
You're getting thumbs up on any Elvis. I don't care if this is Wuss Elvis. You know?
Why, were people mad at him for this?
I don't know if they were mad at him, but he found another one. He found a larger audience with this.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I didn't mind this. I mean, it was Elvis. I thought Elvis was cool.
You were right.
He was also, I think by this time, in the Army, too.
Yeah.
So, there was that.
I think Andy worked at the zoo.
No, he didn't work at the zoo.
I'm sure he starred in a movie with his wiener out. He's in a play now where he shows his ding-dong.
Now?
Was he in The Wire?
All right, we're about to head to the 60s. We're just going to run through a few of these name, okay?
Sure.
All right, 5:30. All right, are we ready to get into the 60s here now?
Yeah, yeah, we're doing your birthday songs. We muddled through the 50 songs, half of which we didn't know, but then we ran into Elvis, and we all knew all of the Elvis. That's amazing that there was about a five-year run where on your birthday, 4 out of the 5 years was Elvis. I guess it's not that amazing.
It was pretty big back then. Well, by the time the 60s rolled around, the feds had decided it was time to take charge of the radio, and they wanted to stamp out rock and roll. They were able to do this.
I wish they'd do that now.
I do, too. They were able to do this because they had Elvis in the Army. Jerry Lee Lewis married his 13-year-old cousin.
Always a good move.
Yep. Buddy Holly was dead. So you had three of the biggest perpetrators taken care of right there. They were out of sight, out of view. It was time to bring this thing in hand and to help them bridge the gap, if you will.
This is a weird era, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
60 to 63 or 4.
Yes, this is the pre-Beatles era. This is where Brill Building Pop saw its biggest day.
Is this like where Ung Mang Papa came from?
No. No, that didn't come from there.
Mark that, by the way. Ung Mang Papa.
You remember that song?
Vaguely.
Ung Mang Papa.
That would have been more like in the early 50s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was...
Okay.
I bet that was number one on somebody else's birthday
back then. What a
terrible
song.
Here we go.
Well, on my birthday in 1960, and just tell me if you want to hear any of these, the number one song was Tossin' and Turnin' by Bobby Lewis.
I don't know that song.
Don't know it.
That's not it.
I was going to say, that's pretty radical for 1960.
I couldn't sleep at all last
night. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I like this song.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Two bit.
I couldn't sleep at all last night.
All right.
I couldn't sleep at all last night.
I always love that hook, man. So you're saying no go?
That doesn't do much for me.
I'm lukewarm on that.
All right.
All right. If you're lukewarm on this, on that, you'll be even more lukewarm on this, the number one song in 1961. Straight out of the Brill Building. This, of course, Neil Sedaka with Breaking Up Is Hard to Do.
Out.
Breaking up is hard to do.
I didn't hate him.
Whoa.
Now, things changed up a little bit in 1962 because... What?
I mean, this is amazing to me that we are 3 years away from Norwegian Wood.
Yeah.
And this crap is all over the charts. Wow.
Well, in 1962, we got a little bit of a break here because on my birthday in 1962, we were all being introduced to for the first time, to Little Stevie Wonder.
13 here.
So Neil Sedaka wasn't number one on your birthday in 1961?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
In 61 he was.
Yeah, yeah. This is 62 here. This, of course, the great Fingertips Part 2.
13?
Yeah.
I like this. One of the few Stevie Wonder songs I actually like.
One of the few?
Not a fan.
God.
Weird.
I know. Call me gay. Whatever.
Okay.
All right, so you had a little Motown action working then, and you got a little bit more the next year because the number one song on my birthday then was The Supremes with Where Did Our Love Go?
Okay.
I give that a thumbs up.
Yeah, I like that song too.
Then along came Sonny and Cher with I Got You, Babe.
Can we just say no?
That was 64?
Yeah.
God, I thought that was like 70.
No.
They were real young too then, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, don't yell at me.
No, we're whispering.
Or it might have been 65. In 1966, we had this, which is still great. Still worth listening to anytime.
Oh, yeah.
Hot Town, Summer in the City.
Who is this?
This is the Lovin' Spoonful. One of their lengthy string of hits.
Brits?
No. Americans. Beatniks. Now, of course, along in here, we're starting to get into the summer of love.
Yeah.
And all of that. And unlike you boys, I actually had a song by the Beatles that was number one on my birthday.
67?
Yeah.
All You Need Is Love.
Still one of my favorite videos of all time.
Yeah, it's one of the ones that I really don't much care if I ever hear again or not.
Yeah, you don't like John Lennon.
I don't want to hear it ever again in stereo because this sounds awful.
This does sound awful. Now, along about the mid-60s, Cobra, soul music was taking hold.
Soul music.
Yes. I like soul music.
Well.
And, you know, I like soul music.
Moisic.
What's Moisic? You had Otis Redding.
Uh-huh.
Really Otis. Big. And many, many other soul greats. Sam and Dave were heard around then. Of course, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, was having a huge, huge string of hits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And occasionally, you would mix in a little blue-eyed soul, like The Greatness of This by the Young Rascals.
This is 1968. Okay. I got no problem with this.
It's all right.
It's pretty cool. I'm in. You in?
Oh, definitely. Okay. Lot game.
Oh. Where are they from?
They're from New York. They're Americanos.
England.
All right, now that brings us around to 1969.
Quickly, huge.
I don't know how to explain this away.
Uh-oh.
We'll try.
Okay.
In the year 2525.
What the hell?
If man is still alive.
Have you heard this?
Uh-uh.
If woman can survive, they may find.
This is 1969?
Yes.
This must have just come out and been a hit for a very short time.
What is this?
In the year 35.
This is In the Year 2525 by Zager and Evans.
Sounds like a Conan skit.
Do you remember this song?
Oh, yeah.
What is this?
It's like a spaghetti western.
It is. I thought it was like the theme to Good, the Bad, and the Ugly at first.
Awful.
I'm really sorry, man.
God.
I am really, really sorry. My apologies to all of you.
That's worse than Come On My House.
All right, by then, you had psychedelia. You had the summer of love. Young people were running amok once again.
Naked.
Mm-hmm. Acid.
It was time to get a little soft rock.
70s?
Hey, man.
Are we in the 70s now?
Yes. Yeah, 1970.
Soft rock. Got two more.
And in 1970, on my birthday, soft rock held forth with this.
Oh, yes.
Love this.
What?
Love it.
Hey, have you ever
You don't like this?
I was 20 years old.
No,
I
didn't
wanted
like this.
To rock.
Okay.
I wanted no
All
part
right.
of this.
Okay. I may be glad now do you like it?
Yeah, I like it better now.
This is thumbs down.
This, of course, the first hit by Bread, which started a lengthy string of soft rock
hits. It's like somebody took the Faces Glad and Sorry and grabbed both balls and just took a serrated knife and sawed them off.
Nothing wrong with this, man.
Bread.
So bad about this. All right, and here was 1971 where you got more soft rock.
You're 21 here?
Yes.
They named their band after something that holds a sandwich together.
So what?
It's, of course, the great work of the Bee Gees.
I can think of
I hated this song.
Later on would dominate the charts again just a few years after this.
Was everything a man could want to do?
You realize how good the impersonation of Justin Timberlake is when you hear this.
Look, I like pre-disco Bee Gees, but I don't like this.
Oh, either.
Sucks. So you're giving this thumbs up?
Yeah, I give it a thumbs up.
All right,
so there you go.
Well, for some reason, you've either listed or played like 25 songs.
Yeah, that was the two-sided Elvis hit.
Well, there was you added another one, too, because I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. I have 23 songs listed.
Well, what the hell?
I was just following the list.
How many suck?
Should there be 22 or 21?
22,
probably.
Okay, then it is the Elvis double. All right, let's go with suck. Out of 22, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 suck.
So 12, 10. That's not bad.
That was my ratio.
Yeah, I had the worst, no doubt about it, with like 8.
You were doing so great in the mid to late 50s, man.
Yeah, and then things went bad when the feds tried to kill rock and roll.
Yep.
That's what did it.
Pool party.
Congratulations.
All right, pool party.